由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is our prayer that this broadcast has been a blessing to you.
非常开心，我们今天能够在天路导向里面同你分享，亦都我们祈求上帝利用天路导向为你带来福气。
And I hope that you would write to us and tell us.
好希望你能够写信来到给我们，同我们分享你的喜悦。
Whether you get in touch with us through the internet or through mail, we love to hear from you.
无论你写电邮、上网回应，或者透过信函写信俾我哋，我哋都好希望收到你嘅回信。
Time is a rare commodity.
喺呢个世界里面咧，时间系一种稀有嘅珍品，好似中国人咁讲：一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴。
And when you try to grab onto it, it runs away from you.
而当你试图握住佢嘅时候，佢就会从你身边流走啊。
Scientists are telling us that we do a lot more in a week than our ancestors probably did in a month or a year.
科学家话俾我哋听，而家我哋每个礼拜所做嘅事，可能比我哋以前嘅古人一个月做嘅事，甚至一年里面做嘅事更多。
We think that modern luxuries of cell phones and faxes and emails would make our lives easier.
我哋以为手机、传真机、电邮呢啲现代嘅奢侈品能够让到我哋嘅生活变得更加轻松。
But instead, they often cause us more stress.
但系佢哋通常却系反而为我哋带嚟更多嘅压力。
Many of us would say that we.Are exhausted most of the time.
好多人话自己其实每日都觉得自己筋疲力尽啊。
Because we have a natural tendency to forget to place importance on rest.
呢个系因为我哋有一种天生嘅倾向，就系唔记得咗休息嘅重要性。
God gives us the fourth commandment out of love for us.
上帝出于爱我哋嘅缘故，就颁布咗第四条诫命。
It is out of his loving heart that he said, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy."
上帝出于慈爱嘅心对佢嘅子民话：你当要纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath unto the Lord.
六日里面你要劳碌做你一切嘅嘢，但系第七日系当向你耶和华你嘅上帝守嘅安息日。
On it, you shall do no work.
在这日里面，你不应该做任何的工作。
Neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals and the alien within your gates.
无论你、你的仔、你的女、你的仆人、你的婢女、你的动物，甚至在你城里面居住的旅客，都不可以做任何的工作。
The Sabbath should be a day that belongs to the Lord alone.
安息日是应该成为单单属于上帝的一日。
It should be also a day for you to rest from your labor.
这个也应该成为你劳碌里面得到休息的一日。
If you have discovered this broadcast for the first time,
如果你今天是第一次收听天路导向的话，
we are in the middle of a series on the Ten Commandments.
我哋正喺度分享紧十诫里面嘅第四诫。
And the fourth commandment is probably the most misunderstood commandment.
而今日我哋要讲嘅第四条诫命，亦都系最容易令人误解嘅一条诫命。
I want to explain to you why.
我好想为你解释里面嘅其中一啲嘅原因。
The reason it is misunderstood is because our human nature being what it is.We think in extremes.
佢好容易让人误解啊，因为系我哋喺人嘅本性里面最中意就走极端嘅。
We either fall into the extreme legalistic interpretation of this commandment.
我们如果不是陷入一种极端教条这样解释这条诫命的话，
Or we reject it and ignore it altogether.
我们就是会忽略它或者拒绝它。
Another reason for misinterpretation is this.
另外一个产生误解的原因是，
Because the fourth commandment is the one commandment which is mentioned in all three laws that God gave his people.
这第四条诫命就是在上帝给他的百姓所颁布的三部律法里面都有提及过的。
It has become an open door to exotic and foreign interpretation.
他为那些离奇和荒谬的事去解释，开了一个方便之门。
Some of you might be saying, what are these three laws?
有些人可能会问，是哪三部律法？
Those of you who have heard the very first message in this series, you will remember that God gave his people three laws in the Old Testament.
如果你曾经听过这个信息系列的第一讲，应该你还会记得在旧约里面，上帝给他的百姓颁布了三部的律法。
He gave them the ceremonial law, which is fulfilled in Christ.
上帝为人赐下了礼仪法，已经在基督里面得着成全。
He gave them the civil law, which was ended with the Old Testament.
上帝颁布给人的民法，就是人民的法，已经随着旧约时代的结束而终结了。
And then he gave them the moral law, the Ten Commandments, which are for all people all the time.
上帝还为人颁布了道德法，亦都是十诫，要让人永远遵守。
And so, because this commandment belongs to all three laws, it has become a target for misinterpretation.
而由于这条这样的经文，就是这条诫命当守安息日为圣日，是同时属于礼仪法、文法和道德法，所以就成为了人曲解的目标了。
Some people thought they were helping God out by creating their own interpretation of the fourth commandment.
有些人以为他可以用一些自创的对第四条诫命的解释来帮助上帝。
So some of the rabbis came up with 39 clarifications of this one commandment.
因此有些拉比，就是有些犹太人的老师，用了39条的说明来解释这一条诫命。
And those 39 clarifications were divided into categories and subcategories.
在这39条的说明里面又分成一些不同的类别，跟着再有一些细项。
So that there was a specific clarification for every area of life.
这样呢，在生活里头每一个领域都有它很特别的说明。
Let me give you an example.
让我为你举一个例子。
One category forbade the carrying of any load whatsoever on the Sabbath.
有一项的规定呢，是禁止在安息日携带任何重的东西。
Then they qualified this prohibition with another prohibition.
跟着他们又将这一项禁令和其他的禁令联系起来。
And so on until nothing was left out.
如此这样，他们对可不可以携带的任何的东西都有规定。
So they said,
跟着他们就说了，
Anything that is heavier than a dried fig constitutes a load that cannot be carried on the Sabbath.
最后呢，发现原来任何一样超过干无花果重量的东西在安息日都不可以带。
That is why the Lord Jesus Christ tried over and over again to correct all these misconceptions regarding the Sabbath.
这个也是为什么主耶稣基督一再尝试要纠正这些所有关于安息日的错误的观念。
The Lord Jesus Christ pointed out the error of this perception of the Sabbath.
主耶稣基督指出了对安息日的错误理解。
The Lord Jesus Christ made it clear that the Sabbath was created for man and not man for the Sabbath.
主耶稣基督清楚地指出了安息日是为人而设的，人不是为安息日而设的。
But there is something you must understand here about the Ten Commandments.
但是我好想话俾你听，你一定要明白有啲关于十诫嘅概念。
The Ten Commandments are God's gift to humanity, not for punishment.
原来十诫里面啊，系讲紧乜嘢呢？系讲紧上帝俾人嘅礼物啊，而唔系俾人嘅惩罚啊。
The Ten Commandments are the expression of God's love to humanity, not His anger.
十诫所表达嘅系上帝对人嘅慈爱啊，而唔系上帝对人嘅愤怒。
And it is out of His love and mercy and grace that God gave us the commandments.
正正就系出于上帝嘅慈爱、怜悯同埋恩典，所以上帝先颁布呢啲诫命俾我哋。
And that is why He gave us the fourth commandment, saying, "One day a week, you must stop running around and focus on Me as you rest."
因此，上帝为我哋颁布第四条诫命，并且话。每周要有一日，当你休息嘅时候，你要停止劳碌，嚟专注喺我身上。
One day a week, you must forget about your work and remember my work of creating you and redeeming you.
每个礼拜有一日，你一定要忘记你手上面嘅工作，嚟思想我对你嘅创造同埋救赎。
One day a week.You must mentally, physically, and psychologically cease your normal activities in order that you may do the work of remembering me.
每个礼拜有一日，你一定要喺精神上面、身体上面、心理上面停止日常嘅活动，咁样你先能够嚟纪念我。
In fact, the fourth commandment was truly God's mercy to His people.
事实上，喺第四条诫命里面，的的确确系上帝对佢百姓嘅怜悯。
Until they came into the wilderness and heard the command of God, they had no Sabbath.
在进入旷野和听到上帝的命令之前，他们是没有安息日的。
They worked 7 days a week.
他们一个礼拜要工作七日。
They had no rest from day to night.
他们昼夜不停，是没有休息的。
And that is why God said, I do not create man to live for work, but work for man.
因此上帝说我创造人类并不是为他们工作而活，而是为人设立工作。
And it is out of love for us that He wanted us to take 1 day a week and dedicate it to Him as we rest from our labor.
正是出于我们的爱，上帝希望我们能够从一周之中拿出一日来献给祂，同时亦都可以从劳碌里头得到休息。
Please listen very carefully, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心去听。
There is one thing that believers in Christ often forget.
原来在基督里面的信徒呢，经常会忘记了一件事的。
That when you are obedient to God,
就是原来当你信服上帝的时候
God can bless 6 days far more than 7.
上帝会赐福给你，让到你的6日比7日更加有成效。
But sadly, in the Old Testament, God's people kept on breaking the Sabbath.
但是可悲的是，在旧约时代，上帝的百姓不断违反安息日的诫命。
They were wondering if they would miss out on some business deal.
他们好怕好怕错过了一些做生意的机会。
So they worked on the Sabbath.
所以他们就在安息日里头工作了。
They were wondering if they would miss out on some opportunity to make more money.
他们呢好怕在安息日不做事就会错过一些赚钱的机会。
So they worked on the Sabbath.
所以他们安息日做事。
And God kept on saying to them through the prophets again and again, please obey the Sabbath.
上帝透过先知就反复地告诫他们说，麻烦你遵守安息日的诫命。
This is what I created you to do.
这是我创造你们想要你们做的事。
I want you to focus on me 1 day a week.
我希望你们每个礼拜有一日专注在我身上。
And finally, when they would not heed his command,
然而最终他们没有听从上帝的命令。
God permitted them to be taken into exile and slavery.
于是上帝就容让他们被掳到去异国，掳到去他乡，成为奴隶。
until they learned that lesson.
直至到佢哋学到呢样嘅功课为止。
But there is something else that I want to tell you. Please listen carefully.
但系我想话俾你听另外一个重点啊，希望你留心去听。
God is giving us three important words.
上帝俾咗三个好重要嘅词语我哋。
Remember the Sabbath day.
就系要纪念安息日。
Remembering involves preparation.
纪念系包含咗预备嘅。
You prepare your heart, your mind, your spirit to have an encounter with the living God.
你是要预备你的心、你的思想、你的灵性去朝见永生的上帝。
Remembering the Sabbath day means that you prepare for it mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
要纪念安息日是意味着你要在理性、在感性、在灵性上面预备。
If you approach the Sabbath with great expectations, you will have an encounter with the living God.
如果你是带着很大的期望进入安息日，你就会同永生的上帝相遇。
In the Old Testament, the Sabbath was the seventh day of the week.
在旧约里面，安息日是一个礼拜的第七日。
But in the New Testament, the Sabbath became the first day of the week.
在新约里面，安息日是第一个礼拜的第一日。
Why?
点解会咁样讲呢？
Because the disciples of Jesus Christ saw that Jesus rose from the dead on the Sunday.
因为耶稣基督嘅门徒喺星期日见到耶稣死里复活。
Then Jesus appeared to Thomas on Sunday.
跟住耶稣喺星期日向多马显现。
Then Jesus appeared to the disciples of Emmaus on Sunday.
耶稣喺星期日向以马五斯嘅门徒显现。
Then the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost came on a Sunday.
跟住圣灵喺五旬节降临嘅时候又系星期日。
And the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 7 tells us
喺使徒行传二十章第七节话俾我哋听
that the early church was worshiping on the first day of the week.
早期嘅教会已经系喺一个礼拜里头第一日去敬拜嘅。
And therefore, the early church saw that Sunday preceded Saturday as the Lord's day.
而早期的教会更加看重星期日，而不是看重星期六了，因为他们看星期日为主日。
Paul tells the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 16:2.
保罗在哥林多前书十六章第二节话给我们听。
To take the Lord's money and to set it aside on the Lord's day, the first day of the week.
在一个礼拜里头第一日主日的时候要将属于上帝的钱留起来。
And now Sunday has become the Lord's day.
而今日星期日已经成为主日。
A day which we set aside for focusing on God.
这个是我们留出来专注在上帝身上的一日。
Focusing on the work of God.
专注在上帝的工作里面。
Some of you probably thought that I was going to give you a list of do's and don'ts on the Lord's day.
有些人可能会认为我们会为你列一个清单，主日可以做这样，可以不做那样，这样可以做，那样不可以做，这样。
But I will not do that.
但是我不会这样做的。
Because there are people who have to work on Sunday.
因为我明白有人在星期日一定要工作。
They cannot help that.
他们没办法了。
This command of God is to everyone who has a choice to spend the Sabbath resting from normal activities and focusing on God.
今日上帝呢条诫命系俾所有嗰啲可以选择喺安息日里面停止日常活动而专注喺上帝嘅人嘅。
For those of us who have that choice, it is a command to every one of us.
如果我哋有选择嘅空间嘅话，呢条诫命就系一条命令俾我哋。
But for those who cannot observe it.
但是对于那些不能够遵守的人来讲
，Another day of rest and focusing on the work of God is vitally important.
抽出另外一日来休息，更加专注在上帝的工作里面，是非常非常重要的。
But my listening friend, as I conclude, let me tell you this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我要做一个总结，我想话俾你听。
Here is the truth.
嗱，呢个系一个嘅事实嚟噶。
When Jesus is the Lord of your life,
当耶稣成为你生命之主嘅时候
，He will be the Lord of Sunday.
佢就系星期日嘅主宰。
If Jesus is the Lord of your life,
如果耶稣系你生命嘅主嘅话
，He will be the Lord of the Lord's Day.
佢亦都会成为主日嘅主。
And if you want to honor Him, then you obey His command.
如果你想荣耀上帝嘅话，就希望你遵守上帝嘅诫命。
For just as God wants to be the recipient of the first fruit of your labor with your tithe,
就好似上帝愿意透过你嘅十一奉献，嚟接受你劳作所得嘅初熟嘅果子一样。
He wants to be the recipient of the first fruit of the week.
佢亦都愿意接受一个礼拜里头嘅初熟果子。
But Jesus gave us a whole new meaning to the Sabbath.
关于安息日，耶稣俾咗我哋一个全新嘅概念。
He came into the world to finish the work of his Father.
佢嚟到呢个世界系为咗完成父上帝嘅工作。
And thus, he was able to give rest to all souls that come to him.
因此佢能够为到所有嚟到佢面前嘅灵魂带嚟安息。
We do not need to strive for our salvation.
我哋唔需要再为自己嘅得救去拼搏。
He gives it to us when we ask him.
只要当我哋向佢呼求嘅话，佢就会将救恩赐俾我哋。
And he gives our souls rest.
同时佢系让到我哋嘅灵魂得着安息。
God is honored when his children focus on him on the Lord's day.
当上帝的儿女在主日里面专注在上帝身上的时候，上帝就得着荣耀。
So the question to you, my listening friend, is this.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你一条问题。
Do you want to honor God?
你愿不愿意去荣耀上帝呢？
That's the question that you need to ask yourself.
这个是应该你自己问自己的问题。
It is my prayer that your answer would be yes.
我哋嘅祷告系希望你讲愿意噶。
And then write to us and tell us.
并且希望你写信嚟到俾我哋，让到我哋知道你系愿意将你呢日分别俾主为圣。我想话俾你听，其实喺星期日里面，亦都系上主嘅日子，除咗系第一日之外，亦都系第八日。亦都是安息日。乜嘢第八日呢？第八日就是上帝在第一日做嘢，跟住过咗第一个循环之后，去到第二个第一日，就是加埋起嚟第八日。喺呢日，我哋知道崭新嘅意义就是上帝嘅创造。上帝喺亚当嘅时代，佢系第一次创造。今日喺耶稣基督里面，佢系再次创造。在再创造里面，我们今日在我们的活动里头，我们做出一个崭新的创造，因为我们旧事已过都变成新的了。我们曾经是创造，但是我们今日因为我们归入耶稣基督，我们成为一个崭新的创造，我们成为一个新人。所以我们进入这个第八日，我们应该高兴欢喜，因为我们是崭新的创造，我们旧事已过都变成新的了。
耶和华，这是耶和华锁定的日子，锁定的日子，我们在其中，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华锁定的日子，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华，这是耶和华锁定的日子。这是耶和华，这是耶和华锁定的日子，锁定的日子，我们在其中，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华锁定的日子，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华，这是耶和华锁定的日子。这是耶和华，这是耶和华锁定的日子，锁定的日子，我们在其中，我们在其中。
中要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜，这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，
这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，所定的日子，我们在其中，我们在其中，
各位听众朋友，这个是耶和华所定的日子，在安息日里面是耶和华所定给我们的日子，而在基督复活之后，这个安息日已经转为主日，而主日亦都是耶和华定给我们的日子，无论是第一日、第七日、第八日都好，都是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在里面高兴欢喜，这个是我们要学习的事情。因为我们去到守安息日的时候，很多人觉得唉，又被一条规条，又被一条规条，为什么做基督徒有这么多限制？其实安息日是要让到我们得到释放，而不是要让我们得到限制。在第八日，在第一日，我们都是要得到释放，不是得到限制。希望我们找到我们作为使用安息日的一个重点，利用我们的安息日，好好用它，好好利用它来休息，放松自己，让到自己在六日的紧张里面，有一日是可以去轻松一下，让到我们在忙碌当中是有一日可以放松，可以感受上帝的创造，同埋感受同弟兄姊妹的交谊。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，我们下次天路导向的时间再会。